time to tell the neighbors every show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Well, not Charlie Evers today, but Scott Spear sitting in for our old friend Charlie Evers while he is out recouping. Friday, May the 1st, Getaway Friday, May Day, 2020. How about that? 17 minutes past the hour, and I believe we're going to go right to the phones. Go ahead, Adam.
I am delaying my shower, Scott, because I think I have the answer.
You have? Now, let's remind people.
The number two answer.
All right. Well, the category is, name a word that has key in it. One is monkey.
It has to be it.
Three is keyboard, four is house key, five is keystone. What's your guess?
Hickey.
Hickey.
Yeah, hickey, like a kiss on the neck.
No, it is not hickey.
What else could it be? I mean, that's a good answer.
Oh, my goodness. Hickey.
Yeah, that's got to be the answer. I mean, that's a great answer.
No, that's not hickey. I'm sorry, Adam, it's not.
But that is a good answer, though. I thought for sure that would be it.
No, not hickey. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, thank you for hearing me out.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that's very interesting. Let's see here. You know what? Something strange just happened. Go ahead, caller.
How about jockey?
Jockey. It's not jockey.
All right.
Thanks. Okay, thank you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Just had a bit of news come up there. You know, I'm not sure what's going to go on here. Stay with us here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
If Glenn were in, he would say nookie.
Glenn probably would say nookie. It's not nookie.
I miss Glenn.
I know. Where's Glenn today? He could be doing this. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. You know, I'm not... goodness gracious. Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about turnkey?
Not turnkey. No, turnkey is not the answer. Sorry. No, turnkey, not the answer. 740-383-9944.
Name a word that has key in it. Does anybody know what this is? Name a word that has key in it. That's where we are at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
Key West.
Not Key West, but that, boy, wouldn't we all like to be in Key West?
Yes, we would. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Not Key West. All right. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
How about Mickey?
Mickey. No Mickey.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Not Mickey. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Has keyhole been guessed?
No keyhole.
You know, like a keyhole. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
740-383-9944. Let's see here. You're going to have to... Okay, you guys are just going to have to bear with me here for a second. Keep guessing. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about Marquee?
Marquee. No, I don't see Marquee.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
740-383-9944. Give us a call. We'll see what's going on. You know, go ahead, caller.
Scott, as soon as you have a break, could you please give me a call?
I think I know what it's about. I just got the...
Oh, you already got the text?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Yep, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. Very interesting as we go along here today. 22 minutes past the hour. WWGH radio time. Give us a call. I'm going to compose myself here in a second. Just give me a call. 740-383-9944. Sorry, we just got some news coming in right now, and I'm trying to decipher what this news is. And go ahead here. Go ahead, caller.
Are we allowed to ask what's going on?
Oh, it was just a news story that I was looking at over here on the side.
Okay.
Nothing serious at all. It's nothing
big. Okay, because you're starting to worry me.
Oh, no. No, the problem is I'm the only one in here today, so I'm trying to multitask. And it's a little difficult to multitask right now because I'm getting this story in about the COVID, and I can't take a break to read it because there's nobody else here today.
Okay.
That's it. We're okay.
You were scaring me.
No.
All right.
We're all here. It just happened as we came back from break, so I was trying to never try to read and host a game show at the same time.
At the same time. All
it
right,
doesn't work.
Well, I was just checking.
Yep. No, everything's good.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm going to read this during the break, I promise, when we get to, and then I'll be back to normal on the other side. Interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Hokey pokey?
Not hokey pokey. My goodness. Not hokey pokey.
Okay.
Thank you.
740-383-9944. I got to learn how to multitask better. Let's see here. What we're looking for is name a word that has key in it. Name a word that has key in it. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. We would love to hear from you. What an interesting time. Go ahead, caller.
How about donkey?
Not donkey. No, boy, I'll
tell you. Oh, my God.
I know. We're going to be on this forever till we all die.
Yeah, forever and a day.
I know. Hey. Thank you. Bye-bye.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. We will put you up on the air. Give us a ring. Here we are, WWGH Radio May Day, Friday, May the 1st, 2020. How about that? How did we get in the month of May? This is unbelievable when you think about it. Here we are in the month of May. My goodness. I need a secretary. That's what I need. If I could just get a secretary, man, I would have things really under control, wouldn't I? So that's the way it goes. You know, I don't understand why we get texts and things about COVID, and they're so long. If you ever had to read one of these press releases, you would be shocked about how long this is. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Friday, May the 1st, 2020, 26 minutes past the hour. You know, it's a word that has key in it. We've got monkey. We've got keyboard. We've got house key. We've got keystone. Does anybody know what the other word is? Are we stuck for it? Oh, man. Are we not going to get an answer? Now that I've got my attention back to this, we're not going to get the answer. Do want to remind you that Friday Night Live will be on tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., Bailey Hunt and I, so don't forget that. Maybe I'll be able to give you this story then. My goodness gracious. Go ahead, caller.
Has Donkey been guessed?
Donkey has been guessed. I can't believe Donkey's... Monkey was number one, but no Donkey.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Again, Scott Spears sitting in for Charlie Evers today. Charlie's just out recouping, and we hope he feels better. Name a word that has key in it. Monkey number one, keyboard number three, house key number four, keystone number five. What is the number two answer here on WWGH Radio? All right, go ahead, caller.
Rookie.
Rookie?
No, yeah.
I'm not sure if key has rookie in it, but if it did, it would be a good answer.
Or rookie.
Thank you.
Well, we're having a little bit of fun. All right. Name a word that has key in it. Monkey number one, keyboard number two, house key number... No, keyboard number three. Did I just give the answer? Oh, my goodness gracious. Go ahead, caller.
What about keyboard?
Not key... Well, keyboard was on the list. Keyboard was number three.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Name a word that has key in it. Boy, how'd we get stuck on this one? Number one is monkey. Number three is keyboard. Number four is house key. Number five is keystone. What is number two? Does anybody know what the number two answer is? Let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
How about keynote?
Not a keynote, no. Like a keynote speaker? Not keynote. No.
All right. Name a word that has key in it. Monkey 1, keyboard 3, house key 4, keystone 4. What is number 2? Does anybody know what the number 2 answer is? Go ahead, caller.
How about perky?
Perky. Oh, that's a good guess. Perky. Not on the list either. No perky. Thank you.
All right, we're coming up on 30 minutes past the hour here. We're going to break. Remember, this is the Charlie Evers Show here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears filling in on this Friday, May the 1st, 2020. May Day 2020. Go ahead, caller, real quick before the break here. Go ahead.
My other answer was better, but how about key ring?
Not key ring, but a good guess.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this very short but important break, Friday, May the 1st, 2020, 29 minutes past the hour. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Caller, hold the line. We'll be back in about 1 minute. Stay tuned.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And here we are back, WWGH Radio, Friday, May the 1st, 2020. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
How about Flunky?
Not Flunky, but boy, you know, I wish I had a Flunky here right now. That would help out a lot.
Okay, I'll come right over.
No, we don't need a Flunky. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. A word that has key in it. That's all we need here, a word that has key in it. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Not hokey.
Not hokey. No, hokey. It's not in there.
Can I have another guess?
Yeah, go right ahead. Throw another one.
Not jockey.
Not a jockey. But, you know, there's something we don't... The old Jockey Steakhouse here in town. Boy, was that a popular place.
Okay.
I know.
Try again.
Thank you.
Bye.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring here. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
About hooky.
Not hooky. No, not hooky.
Okay.
Thank you.
740-383-9944, a word that has key in it. What do we got here? A word that has key in it. Five answers. Number one, monkey. Number three, keyboard. Number four, house key. Number five, keystone. Let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
How about keychain?
Keychain. We've got it. It was keychain. All that to get to keychain. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. We've got keychain. Name a word that has key in it. Monkey, keychain, keyboard, key, house key, and keystone. We've finally got that out of the way. Now on to a new category. All right here, 33 minutes past the hour. What do people do on Christmas Eve? That's the question. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Give us a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Go ahead, caller.
Unwrap presents.
Unwrap presents. Let me see here. No, unwrap presents is not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you.
No unwrapping of the presents. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Does anybody know? Five answers on the big board here. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Go to church.
Go to church. Number two answer. Go to church. You've got it. Thank you.
Go to church is exactly right. What do people do on Christmas Eve? We've got go to church. That's the number two answer. We still need one, three, four, and five. What else do we have? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Last minute shopping.
Boy, don't we all. I did that one year. That was awful. No, it's not on the list, but I bet I would have thought it would have been.
Okay.
Thank you.
No last minute shopping. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Go to church. Number two answer. One, three, four, and five. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Pray.
Pray. Pray is not on the list, oddly enough.
Okay.
Thank you.
No praying. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Go to church number two. We've got one, three, four, and five. One, three, four, and five. What are the answers? Go ahead, caller.
Leave cookies out for Santa.
Put cookies out for Santa? Not on the list, but I know we all do that. I don't know how that slipped the list. Thank you.
All right. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Let's see here. Let's see if we get an answer here. What do people do on Christmas Eve? What do we do on Christmas Eve? Go ahead, caller.
I fix Christmas Eve dinner.
Christmas Eve dinner is a good answer. Have a family dinner is number three on the list. You are right.
Aha.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't have to cook Christmas Day.
Well, that, you know what? Christmas Eve, to me, is more fun than Christmas Day. I've said this for years.
Well, unless you have kids, little kids.
All right, so when Santa Claus comes, we like...
It's good to do that.
Yeah.
But we eat leftovers on Christmas Day. That way I have kind of like the day all to myself.
I understand. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye. What do people do on Christmas Eve? 2, go to church. 3, have family dinner. You know what I did on Christmas Eve last year? And I'm sure many of you remember this. Charlie and I sat in the studio and argued about the pronunciation of poinsettia. Now, I believe he said poinsettia. No, he said poinsettia. I said poinsettia. Oh, man, that was a day. Go ahead, caller.
How about sing? Christmas carols.
Sing carols is on the list. It is number 4. You have got it right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. What do people do on Christmas Eve? 2 is go to church. 3 is have family dinner. 4 is sing carols. What is 5 or 1 and 5? 1 and 5 are the answers that we have right now. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Wrap gifts or assemble toys.
Wrap gifts or assemble toys? Not on the list, but you know what? I know a lot of people do that on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. What do people do on Christmas Eve? This is what we are asking. 2, go to church. 3, have family dinner. 4, sing carols. Let's see here what we have. Is this the right answer coming down the path? Go ahead, caller.
They put the kids to bed early.
You know, you got to do that on Christmas Eve. It didn't make the list, but yeah, you certainly have to do that. Thank you. What do we do on Christmas Eve? 740-383-9944. Let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
Hang up stockings.
Hang up stockings is not on the list. No. I know. How did we miss that one? How did we miss hanging up the stockings? What do we do on Christmas Eve? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Let's see if this is the right answer. Go ahead, caller.
Open presents.
You know, we all love to open the presents. It didn't make the list. Can you believe that?
Oh, boy.
I know. Thank you. What do we do on Christmas Eve? What do people do on Christmas Eve? 2, go to church. 3, have a family dinner. 4, sing carols. What is 1 and what is 5? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Last-minute baking, maybe?
No last-minute baking. That's an interesting answer, though.
Okay.
Thank you. No last-minute baking. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Go to church is 2, have a family dinner 3, sing carols is 4. 1 and 5 still remain on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about drive around and look at all the Christmas lights?
You know, I know a lot of people do that. That's not on the list.
That was a tradition in our family, but...
Now,
okay.
Did you go around here in Marion?
Yeah, sure.
Where did you go? What were the good places to go when you were a kid?
Oh, my gosh. It's been a long time ago. I'll be 60 this year. But just, I don't know, the Boulevard, you know? The Boulevard, Chateau area. I don't know, everywhere. Fair Park, anywhere.
Anywhere that had lights. You got it right. Well, and hopefully people continue on with that through the years.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, thank you. What do people do on Christmas Eve? 2, go to church. 3, have family dinner. 4, sing carols. What are 1 and 5? I can't believe the number one answer is still out there. 40 minutes past the hour, Friday, May the 1st, 2020. Friday, May the 1st, 2020. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
How about read Christmas classics and stuff to the kids?
You know, reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas is always a big deal, but not on this particular list.
All right.
Thank you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Are we going to get an answer? Go ahead, caller.
How about drink eggnog?
You know, it's one of my favorites, but it is not on the list, unfortunately. No drinking of the eggnog.
I love the eggnog, but not on this particular list. What do people do on Christmas Eve? 2, go to church. 3, have family dinner. 4, sing carols. What about 1 and 5? Go ahead, caller.
Maybe exchange one small gift or something like that?
No gift exchanges on the list.
Okay.
Nothing to do with gifts on the list, oddly enough. What do people do on Christmas Eve? 41 minutes past the hour. Let's see what we got going here. Go ahead, caller.
We used to go to Grandma's house till she got run over by a reindeer.
You know, that was a shame the day she got run over by a reindeer, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, man. Hoof prints all over her back. Not on the list, though.
Oh, well.
I know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, don't forget to tune in tonight, Bailey Hunt and myself. Friday Night Live, 8:10 until 10 p.m. tonight here on this station. That will be happening, to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
Charlie gets to eat his fruitcake.
Oh, God, yes, Charlie loves his fruitcake. It makes me gag, but Charlie would be eating his fruitcake. But I'm
It's one of the soft foods he can still eat at his age.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. That fruitcake. Do you like the fruitcake?
Yes, I do.
Oh, not those Claxtons.
Well, they're more difficult to find anymore because a lot of people don't like them.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know.
Breaks my heart. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Charlie and his Claxton fruitcakes. Holy mackerel. That has been going on at this station for 6 Christmases. 6 Christmases with those awful Claxton fruitcakes. Go ahead, caller.
Decorate the tree.
Decorate the tree is the number one answer. It took a long time to get there, but we got it. Thank you.
Decorate the tree is the number one answer. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Decorate the tree, go to church, have family dinner, sing carols. What is number 5? Does anybody know? Let's see what we got coming here. Go ahead, caller.
I should have thought of this an hour ago, Scott. This has to be the answer. Whiskey.
No whiskey, but boy, I'll tell you, with some family members...
Whiskey's a great answer. That's got to be right.
Well, I'm sorry. It's not on the list.
Okay, well, I thought I would give it a try.
All right, thank you.
With some family members, though, you need a little whiskey. What do people do on Christmas Eve? 1, decorate the tree. 2, go to church. 3, have family dinner. 4, sing carols. What is number 5? Number 5 on the big list. Go ahead, caller.
How about take pictures?
You know, a lot of people take pictures now, that is for sure, but not on this particular list.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, what do people do on Christmas Eve? Does anybody know? What do people do on Christmas Eve? This is the question that is on the table right now. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Watch Christmas movies.
You know, a lot of people, that's what I did last year after the Christmas Eve party, but not on the list here. Sorry.
What do people do on Christmas Eve? That is the question. Do we know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do people do on Christmas Eve? That's where we are today. Go ahead, caller.
Very lame answer, Scott. Wrap presents.
No, we don't wrap the presents on Christmas Eve. Santa Claus does that.
Well, procrastinators do.
I know. Here comes the break. We'll be back.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do, too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Here we are back on this Friday, May the 1st, 2020. We're looking for what do people do on Christmas Eve? Does anybody have one more answer and we got it. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Number one, decorate the tree. Number two, go to church. Number three, have family dinner. Number four, sing carols. What is number five? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I know people who do this. They wait until the kids go to bed, then they put the presents under the tree.
Well, you know, some people probably do that, but it did not make our list at the time.
Yeah, I know people who do that, so that's why I thought I'd try that.
That's a good guess. Thank you.
Yep.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. What is the number five answer? What do we do on Christmas Eve? Go ahead, caller.
How about play games?
Nope. You know, a lot of people do that, but they don't play games.
All right.
Not that they don't play games. It's just not on the list. I'm sure some people do play games. What do people do on Christmas Eve? That is the question. Do we know the answer? Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
How about go shopping?
Not go shopping. That did not make the list.
Okay.
Thank you. Not go shopping. What do people do on Christmas Eve? What are they out there doing on that holiday of holidays, Christmas Eve? Decorate the tree, go to church, have a family dinner, sing carols. What's the last one? Go ahead, caller.
Put on their new pajamas.
That's become a thing in recent years. No new pajamas.
Oh, okay.
I know. Thank you. No new pajamas. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Number one, decorate the tree. Number two, go to church. Number four, three, have family dinner. Number four, sing carols. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Travel?
Not travel. That's a good one, though. I used to have to travel on Christmas Eve, go to Grandma's house, all those sort of things. What do people do on Christmas Eve? One is decorate the tree. Two, go to church. Three, have family dinner. Four, sing carols. What is the number five answer? What do people do on Christmas Eve? On this Friday, May the 1st, 2020, May Day, 48, coming up on 49 minutes past the hour here on the Charlie Evers Show on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Go ahead, caller.
Have some drinks.
Well, you know, that's always a nice thing to do any night of the year, but not on this list.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, Friday, May the 1st, May Day, 2020. Do we know what the answer is here? What do people do on Christmas Eve? Decorate the tree? Oh, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
They read The Night Before Christmas.
They don't read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas on this list. They might at home. All right. 740-383-9944. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Does anybody know the answer here? One answer left. We've got decorate the tree, go to church, have a family dinner, sing carols. What is number five on the big list today? Does anybody know the answer to this? It'd be good if we could get this answer. What do people do on Christmas Eve? All righty. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Do they go to bed early, some of them?
You know, I'm sure some of them do go to bed early, but that is not the answer.
Okay.
Thank you. What do kids do on Christmas Eve? What do people do on Christmas Eve? Decorate the tree, go to church, have a family dinner, sing carols. What is the number five answer? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. 10 minutes left in the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. We would love to know what you think the answer is. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We've had people guessing at this for some time now. Okay, hold on. We'll take this call. Maybe this is the right answer. Go ahead, caller.
Open up one gift.
Not open up a gift. That's a good guess, though, too.
All right. Not open up a gift. No, what do people do on Christmas Eve? That is our question. Okay, here's what we're going to do, because I know people are out there thinking about this. We had a lot of requests for this, so we're going to do it again. We did it earlier in the week, because this is Charlie's show. This is the Charlie Evers show here on WWGH Radio. I'm just sitting in today. And about 2 years ago, Charlie and I got into a conversation about what the Q meant in LGBTQ. Charlie and I got into a conversation, very interesting conversation on a Friday just like today, about what LGBTQ meant. Now, we have not played this bit of footage or audio. It's about 6 minutes long. I'm going to play it in its entirety. We played it earlier in the week, but it bears repeating again today. People wanted to hear it again. Charlie and what he thought Q meant in LGBTQ. Here it is, about 6 minutes long. We'll come back on the other side. Stay tuned.
Last night on television, they were was it a protest in Portman's office? They had these signs, LGBTQ.
What is Q? Oh, my word.
Yes, that was the old.
I remember that word.
All the gays were called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and they put it on their sign, LGBTQ. And I when I saw that, oh, I thought of Scott, because we had talked about that.
See, it was going to anti-marriage.
We had talked about the word.
My God.
Before. And he's, oh, you can't say that.
Well, there's three.
Well, yes, you can.
Let me mark it down. That's three times you've said it.
No, but if they.
Oh, I didn't say you
if
can't.
If that group of people sees. That group of people see nothing wrong with it. What's wrong?
Well, maybe the. My understanding is you can say it on public airwaves. You can.
Well, sure.
But it's like. It sounds so stupid saying this, but it would be like saying the V word. You just don't say it because it's not polite company. We're trying to be a family radio station here, and that's not a kind word.
They shouldn't have shown those signs then on television news. There are great big signs, LGBTQ.
But they don't say the word, do they?
Well, why would they put it up there? If you
well, let me tell you, it's a funny life. You can spell the word out. Oh, man. You can spell the word out, but you can't say it.
But what I was really surprised in the fact that they obviously have no qualms about saying they're...
That's four times.
I mean... If they see nothing wrong with it, why should we?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I just don't know that that's a polite company word.
Well, you can say about
oh, Lord. Let's talk about corn or something. Five times, Marge. Do you think that's a word, though, that's polite company?
No, I never liked it when I heard it when I was a child, either. You know how kids...
But we used it a lot for...
I know. They used to use a thumb or something. I don't know. I stayed away from those people. I was above
that. Well, it's considered a slur, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, not to them. It's a thing.
Are you sure that's what Q stands for?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes,
absolutely.
Well, why would you put that in there?
Maybe somebody will call
because
that will confirm that.
Because isn't it L is lesbian?
Lesbian.
B is
gay. Lesbian, gay.
Bisexual.
Transgender.
Transgender.
And
geez, seven times. But the...
what I can't figure out, what's the difference between... Gay and
I don't know, eight times.
Oh, see, you never do this on your show. I never hear you using language
that's
like
right.
that.
That's right.
Good Lord, wholesome shows.
Yes.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, hey, you know, there are an awful lot of biologically incorrect people out there. And they have to feel good about themselves. And they have to pass laws to make them feel good about themselves. But to substantiate that, Q does stand for
uh-huh.
Put in what does LGBTQ stand for? Now, I'm curious, Are they going to add any other letters or rearrange those letters for an interesting acronym?
Well, is it doesn't stand for quaint?
You know. This show's not even going to be able to be replayed. Well, you'll never be able to.
That's no bad word.
No, but it's a.
Not a bad word.
Oh, my.
Maybe
God.
To the younger generation. Ooh.
I mean, there's fine art. I think a fellow was covered by the Endowment for the Arts. He was a photographer. And he had a series of images, and it's called Things Are. And, you know, it's just, you know, it kind of has taken on a slang. So it has a multitude of meanings. So that's life.
Well, like I said, well, but there, no, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying if you, the FCC doesn't have a problem with that word. That is true. That's not one of the words they have a problem with.
That's but, not the seven words you can't say on.
No, but you cannot say the N-word, so nobody say it. You cannot say that. They have added that word. You can't, they will bleep you. If
really?
You say, oh, yes.
Can I leave you with this one last thought?
It's not that word.
One last thought, and I'll get out of here and let somebody else call in. You know that game that everybody, that's so fun, everybody plays at Ohio State, tailgating and all that stuff? Cornhole.
Cornhole, there you go.
And see what kind of a
of course, you got it. You got it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
No, but you know, the N-word is bleep now. The N-word is bleep. You cannot say that.
Wow.
Now, that
well,
happened.
Nobody really, unless, you know.
Well, but you can say... what has been said here, the Q, but the problem is a lot of people won't do it because it's considered a slur.
Well,
I think it is. In any event, well, we wanted to get to a subject today.
Yeah, something is not so.
Oh my! Eight times.
It's nine times, so I'm sorry.
You know, two, one to three. Let's see how many times it gets in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. My goodness. One of our favorite moments with Charlie and the late Marge Hazlett. It's always good to hear Marge's voice. The LGBTQ conversation. Holy mackerel. What a morning that was. All right. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Number one, decorate the tree. Number two, go to church. Number three, have family dinner. Number four, sing carols. What is number five? 58 and a half minutes. That's 740-383-9944. What do people do on Christmas Eve? Decorate the tree, go to church, have family dinner, sing carols. And the number five answer. Does anybody know? With about 60 seconds left to go on this Getaway Friday, May the 1st, 2020. Before we switch over, top of the hour, and we'll be back for one more hour this morning here on WWGH Radio before we wrap things up at 1 o'clock. But don't forget to tune in tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., Bailey Hunt and myself, Friday Night Live here on WWGH Radio tonight, bringing you up to date on all the latest news tonight going on in the Marion community. May Day today. That's something in Canada, I believe. May Day in Canada. Something. I don't know what exactly they celebrate, but I believe it's today. But I don't think they'll be celebrating with this COVID thing going around. 30 seconds left before the top of the hour. We've got news and weather. We have the mayor. We have Tracy Kinsler on the news report today. Listen to them. Talks about the city getting back to somewhat normalcy. And Tracy talks about Marion being number one in the country right now, population-wise, percentage-wise, with the COVID-19 outbreak. So we're 5 seconds away. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP.